The Manitouwadge Volunteer Firefighters Association is joining their colleagues across Canada in the Muscular Dystrophy Boot Drive this Thursday from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. You can't miss them. They will be outside of the fire hall, and at the roundabout, dressed in full gear, armed with buckets to collect your loonies, toonies and, of course, bills of all denominations. Since 1954, firefighters across Canada have been partners and supporters of Muscular Dystrophy Canada. They have made a difference in the lives of countless Canadian families affected by this and other neuromuscular diseases. Muscular dystrophy, a group of diseases which interfere with the production of proteins needed to form healthy muscle, can cause progressive weakness and loss of muscle mass. There is no cure for this devastating condition, but medications and therapy can help manage symptoms and slow the course of the disease. All funds raised locally in this event, as well as the Buck for Luck fundraiser in March, are matched by the Manitouwadge Volunteer Firefighters Association. There are other events happening at the fire hall and around town this fall. On Saturday, the local OPP and Manitouwadge Fire Department will be presenting a bicycle safety information session. Bring your bike and helmet, and meet in the rear parking lot at 11 a.m. Saved by the Beep. Ontario is gearing up for its first provincial Test Your Smoke Alarm Day on Sept. 28, an initiative being led by the Office of the Fire Marshal and its partners. As part of Test Your Smoke Alarm Day, all Ontarians are encouraged to test their smoke and other alarms and learn more about fire safety and home fire escape planning. Fire Prevention Week is coming up from October 8 to the 14th. The Manitouwadge Fire Department will be hosting an open house on October 12th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Folks can get a close-up view of the fire station, trucks, and equipment, and chat with Fire Chief Don Kruger and the volunteers of the fire department. An automobile extrication demonstration will take place at 6:30 p.m. behind the fire hall.